wrestling, to tell the truth. In my company, the Wrestling Revolver, which I run, I am a big proponent of intergender wrestling. I think it's one of the top wrestling in today's day and age, and I wish more companies would absolutely accept that intergender wrestling is okay. Boy versus girl is okay. Girls can do anything the guys can do, and sometimes the girls can do it better than the guys can do. And at the end of the day, I'm always going to be a big proponent of intergender wrestling, and there's no one that's going to tell me anything different at this point.
Hi, Sammy. David Dunn with the New Zealand Pro Wrestling Informer here. You're a fresh face to Impact Wrestling and currently on tour with New Japan as well. How does it feel to have locked down two of the most coveted gigs in all of professional wrestling with two of the most respected companies around the world?
It feels great, but it's another thing to mark off my list at this point. At this point, I've wrestled for WWE, NXT, Lucha Underground, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Rev Pro in England, pretty much every major company on the planet I have wrestled for at this point, and that no one can take that away from me at the end of the day. That's a cool thing to add to my resume, that I'm one of the only guys on the planet that has wrestled for every major company on this planet, and that speaks volumes to who I am as a person, who I am as a performer, and who I am going forward, that I am the real deal. And I am one of the best professional wrestlers walking this planet today.
Hi, Sammy. Don Davies from Slam Wrestling. I've been following your matches teaming with Juice Robinson in the New Japan World Tag League. How has that been? With the Japanese style, working with Juice Robinson?
I love Juice Robinson. I think Juice is one of the most underrated guys on the planet today. He is a true brother. When you really think about two wrestling brothers, Juice Robinson is the definition of a good brother. And I couldn't have asked for a better partner. New Japan is a dream come true for me, and getting a chance to team a guy that is equally inside as me is like, we both quit the machine inside of something better, and now we're both flourishing in different aspects of professional wrestling. I absolutely love Juice Robinson. I couldn't have asked for a better partner.
Hi, Ryan Bowman from TheGorillaPosition.com. Sammy, you talked about how you can pop up anywhere, and obviously you've traveled all over the world. How much of an adjustment is it for you to go from different companies, whether it's in Europe, Japan, America, and get used to the different styles and the different wrestlers?
Sometimes it's rough, but at the end of the day, I just got to be me. When I was part of the machine, part of that WWE NXT machine, I walked on eggshells. I tried to be something that I wasn't, even though at the end of the day, I knew it didn't work. I knew it wasn't me. But now I'm at a point in my career. I've been in this business for 13 years now. I'm not going to be something I'm not anymore. I'm a ride or die son of a bitch at this point. I'm going to do me until the end of being me. And it seems to be working. So I'm going to be the worldwide desperado. I'm going to be the Callahan death machine. I'm going to be Sammy Callahan from this point on forth. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's on me. But for the time being, it's absolutely working.
Hi, Sammy. This is Eric Thompson with Last Word on Pro Wrestling. Thanks for joining us today. My question is, you've discussed, you know, where you've been, you know, you're running Revolver. And we've discussed that you're taking over everything. But what are your tangible goals? When will you have decided I have taken over everything?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't really have a tangible goal at this point. My goal is just continue to grow as a performer, continue to grow as a promoter, continue to grow as a booker. I just want to show that mediocrity is dead. I'm sick of the same old shit every fucking day at the end of the day. I'm sick of the same stuff. Like, I want wrestling to be what I grew up on, what I believe in. And that is a buffet of wrestling. I believe in, you can have a little bit of technical, you can have a little bit of comedy, you have a little bit of hardcore, you have a little bit of just straight up 80s wrestling. I want a little bit of all wrestling because that's what I believe in, that's what I love. Pro wrestling can be anything that we make it. Pro wrestling doesn't have to be one thing. It's flavors of ice cream. We can all like different flavors of ice cream at the end of the day. And right now you might like strawberry, but tomorrow I might like the vanilla. And it's really cool that right now, it's really cool right now that wrestling in general is getting more eyes on it than ever before. I'm sorry, I keep sneezing right now.
Sammy and Jake, we have a email question actually for both of you two. It is, what are your holiday plans and how do you plan to celebrate the new year? Sammy, perhaps you can take that one first.
Me going forward, my holiday plans is when I get back from New Japan, I am actually moving back to Ohio next door to my best friend, Jake Chris, so we can on-go our wrestling training school in Ohio and on-go our life afterwards. Jake, what about you?
For me, I'm looking forward to that move next door and the holiday dinners together. It's going to be great. It's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be a great time to be in Ohio. As soon as Sammy moves back, the sky's the limit.
And New Year's plans for each of you two?
We're going to be cuddling on the couch, probably drinking wine and mimosas when we watch Impact Wrestling on the telly, not giving a damn what's going on, because at the end of the day, when our new little barbed wire match airs, we're going to be one of the highest rated episodes of Impact ever.
Yeah, girl.
Hi, guys. It's Gil Samuel from Real Sport. Question for you first, Sammy. Having had such a long history with Jake and with Dave on the independent circuit, fighting together and against each other, how do you think that history plays into you guys now forming as OVE? Do you think that it lets you achieve things which you might not be able to do as comfortably with partners you don't have that history with? And a question for you, Jake. What was your response when you found out that Sammy would be joining you on Impact on such a large platform, showing what you guys can do as a career?
Hit it up, Jake. This is on you, brother.
Well, I'm just looking forward to having my best friend and my brother beside me. Being on national television with these two has just been a dream come true, and I can't wait to just keep tearing it up. Like, the momentum that OVE has right now is just unbelievable. I can't wait until that No Rope gets aired, and things are just going to be great from there on out. I'm looking forward to it. How about you, Samuel?
We're changing wrestling right now. We are making history. We are airing the very first No Rope barbed wire match to ever air on national television. Sure, it's aired on pay-per-view. Sure, it's aired on other outlets, but it's never aired on national television. We are having the very first ever no-rope barbed wire master of TNA, wants to call it that, match that will ever air on national television. No one can ever take that away from us, and we are showing exactly the kind of professional wrestling that we love, that TNA loves, and what the TNA picture going forward is going to be.
Because I got to tell you, from watching that match, Barbed Wire Massacre, in person in Ottawa at the Aberdeen Pavilion, there was not one person from the minute you guys walked out and or LAX till the end of that match who was sitting down. It was nonstop cheering. Everybody was standing the entire match. It was insane.
It was something special that no one can ever take away from us. It's a moment that until the day me, Jake, and Dave die, we will probably be talking about, because it's something that was that special, it was that real, and it was that full of enigma that is going to translate to television. I can't wait for the national audience to finally see it.
All right. Well, media, we do have time. I told Sammy, because of the time difference, we keep it fairly brief this week, so we have time for just a couple more questions. If anybody else wants to get in line here for a question for Sammy or Jake, who's joined us as well.
Hey, guys. It's Brent Matthews, NerdMode.com again. Kind of a question for all of you guys. Impact and Anthem saying recently that it allows wrestlers, similar to Broken Matt Hardy and that stuff, to use their gimmicks outside of the company when they eventually leave. Is there any chance we could see the Ohio is Killer's name used for Ohio versus everything for OVE and that in Impact at some point down the road, or will you stick with the OVE name?
OVE, OI4K, it's pretty much the same thing. We're Ohio versus everything wherever we go. And no matter what, that's kind of what we live by. It's for Ohio. It's by Ohio. And no one can ever take that away from us, because we're the guys coining that. We're the guys trademarking that. We are the guys that are straight up living that. And no one can ever take that away from us. We will bust our ass to the end of the day to show exactly where we're from, because we are proud of where we're from. We are proud we're from Ohio. We are the heart of America, and no one can ever take that away from us.
At the end of the day, people say gimmick this, gimmick that. It's not a gimmick. This is what we are. This is how we live. Like, it is Ohio versus everything in our minds. Like, this is what we're all about.
Stephanie from Search Magazine again. Thank you, Sammy, for your time. As I'm representing British media, I wanted to ask you your feelings about the fans and the British wrestlers, or if you appreciate the time you spent there. And thank you very much again for your time.
Go ahead and answer on this, Jake.
Sorry?
Matthew? Go ahead. Sammy, I'm pretty sure she wants to hear from you, my man. Like, that question was towards you.
Say it one more time. You're breaking up.
Ask the question one more time, if you would, please.
Hello?
Stephanie, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Ask the question one more time.
My question was about the British fans and the British scene. Both of you are already wrestled in England. I wanted to have your opinion on the fans and the wrestlers, other people you had the chance to meet in England, as I'm representing British media. And I want to thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
I love British wrestling. I think it's one of the hotbeds of independent and just professional wrestling in general at this point. I think Impact Wrestling would be great. Getting some more guys from England, guys like Travis Banks, guys like anyone from Fight Club Pro, anyone from Rev Pro, anyone from What Culture Professional Wrestling. There's a lot of amazing talent in England right now, and I'd love to go to bat with them. I've went to bat with them in England on the independent scale. I would love to bat with them on the national scale, and I think Jake can say that same thing. We've had some of the best matches of our career in England, and I would love for the international masses to be able to see that on a television basis.